Title: Rave Stab Bass Drops and Pickups Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most instantly satisfying drum and bass moves you can learn in Ableton, rave stabs that hype the pickup and smack on the drop. A rave stab is basically a short chord hit, but in DNB you don't treat it like a pad or a background chord bed. Think of it more like mid-range percussion with harmony. It's there to tag moments, announce the drop, and bounce with the drums. If it starts sounding like it's filling the whole track, it's probably too long, too wide, or sitting too low in the mix. By the end of this lesson you'll have three things: a simple, pro-sounding STAD instrument made from stock Ableton devices, a two-bar pickup clip that screams drop incoming, and a drop pattern that punches without wrecking your sub or your snare. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, classic DNB zone. Now throw down a simple drum loop. Keep it basic: kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats if you want, but for now leave some space. A big part of getting stabs to work is not crowding them with a million other mid-range elements. Ableton tip: work in an 8-bar loop while you're designing the sound and testing rhythms. Arrangement comes right after. Now let's build the stab sound from scratch with stock devices. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. If you don't have Wavetable, you can do similar in analog, but Wavetable is perfect for this. For oscillator 1, choose a saw-style waveform, bright, harmonically rich. For oscillator 2, also choose a saw and attune it slightly, like plus 10 to 20 cents. Keep it subtle. We want thickness, not an out-of-tune mess. Turn on unison. Use the classic mode. Set the unison amount around 2 to 4 voices and attune around 10 to 20%. Again, subtle. The stab needs to hit clean and fast. And make sure your synth is set to polyphony, something like 6 to 8 voices, so chords play properly. Now the most important part, the amp envelope. This is what makes it a stab instead of a sustained chord. Set attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. If your stab feels like it's smearing over the groove, shorten the release first. That one change fixes a lot of beginner problems. Next, we add the pluck, the little filter movement that gives it that classic rave wah bite. Enable the filter in Wavetable. Choose a low-pass 24 dB filter, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 900 Hz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, and if there's a drive control, add just a bit, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now route a mod envelope to the filter cutoff. You want it to open quickly, then snap back. Set the filter envelope attack to 0, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release similar to the amp, like 60 to 150 milliseconds. Turn the envelope amount up until you clearly hear it open and close. A useful starting range is plus 20 to plus 40, but trust your ears. At this point, if you tap a chord, you should hear a short, punchy hit that opens and shuts fast. That's the stab behavior. Now we need the MIDI chord. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and put a chord right on beat 1. Let's use F minor as a friendly example. Try an F minor 7, F, ab, C, ab, or F minor at 9, F, ab, C, G. If you want it simpler, a really effective power plus color option is F, C, ab. Keep the chord in a mid register so it punches without stealing the sub. Aim for the root around F2 to F3, and keep the note lengths short, like an eighth note or even a 16th. The envelope does the work, but short notes help you keep things tight and readable. Now we process it like a real DNB stab. After Wavetable, add EQ 8 first. This is non-negotiable because we don't want the stab fighting the sub. Enable a high-pass filter. Set it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, and use a steeper slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. If the stab still crowds the low end, don't be scared to push that cutoff up to 200 or 250. In DNB, subspace is sacred. If the stab gets harsh later, you can do a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz, just a couple dB. Don't overfix it yet, just know that's the usual low area. Next, add saturator. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. The goal is density, so the stab reads on small speakers and feels glued into the track. Then add chorus ensemble for a bit of width and motion. Use chorus or ensemble mode. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, with around 120 to 200%. Keep it controlled. Too wide can disappear in mono. Quick coach move. Drop a utility after this, and temporarily set width to 0% to check mono. If your stab vanishes or turns into a thin whisper, back off the chorus amount or reduce width. You want a solid center even if the sides are doing something cool. Now add a compressor for sidechain. Turn on sidechain and pick your kick track as the input. If you have a drum bus, try sidechain to the drum bus instead, because in DNB the snare is just as important as the kick for making space. Set a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drum hits, what you're listening for is that little bounce, like the stab is politely stepping back when the drums speak. Cool, the sound is built. Now we write the pickup. The drop incoming moment. Pickups usually live in the last one or two bars before the drop. Let's do a two-bar pickup. Create a two-bar MIDI clip. Start simple. Put hits on bar 1 beat 1, bar 1 beat 3, and then a slightly cheeky syncopation near the end of the bar, like beat 4 and a half. Then bar 2. Hit on beat 1. Another hit somewhere around beat 2 and a half. And then accelerate at the very end with a little run of 16ths. If you're not sure what that means, here's an easy workflow. Start with quarter notes for the whole two bars. Then in the last two beats, switch to eighth notes. Then in the last half beat, switch to 16ths. That acceleration is what makes it feel like it's pulling you into the drop. Now automate tension. In the pickup, automate the filter cutoff to rise. Start lower, like 300 to 500 Hz, and by the time the drop hits, push up somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. You don't need it to be painfully bright. You just need the listener to feel it opening. Add the classic rave space trick, a reverb throw. Create a return track with reverb. Set decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and darken it with a high cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Now, on the very last stab before the drop, briefly send it to that reverb. Just that one. The pattern should mostly be dry, then one wet splash, then the drop hits dry again. That contrast is the magic. Quick variation idea you can try later. The question mark pickup. Put a stab on beat 3 of the final bar, and then leave beat 4 empty. That silence becomes tension. Super effective. Now let's build the drop stab pattern. Here's the mindset. Stabs work best as call and response with drums and bass. Not constant chord spam. DNB needs air. Start with impact and space. Put your biggest stab right on the drop. Bar 1 beat 1. Then answer with offbeat hits. Try one on beat 2 and another on beat 3. And another on beat 4 end. You can mix 8th and 16th placements, but don't overcrowd it. A good beginner limit is 3 to 6 stabs per bar maximum, often fewer. Now use velocity like an arranger. Make the downbeat hit loud, like velocity 110 to 127. Make the smaller hits supportive, like 60 to 95. This gives you groove and hierarchy without adding more notes. And keep it out of the sub's way. If your sub is rolling, you might need to high pass the stab a little higher. If your sub is long notes, you might have more room. Let your bassline decide how busy your stabs get. Stabs should often live in the holes. Now, let's make this a fast workflow tool by turning it into an instrument rack. Select Waveeatable and your effects, then group them. Map some smart macros. Map filter cutoff for tension, filter envelope amount for the pluck, saturator drive for dirt, chorus amount for width, and optionally a reverb send control if you want to perform throws. Teacher tip. If you want a one-knob dark to bright macro, map cutoff up, saturator drive slightly up, and reverb send slightly down. So as it gets brighter and denser, it also gets drier and more punchy. That keeps it from washing out right when you need impact. Before we wrap, here are a few common mistakes to avoid. If the stab has too much low end, it will fight the sub and the whole mix gets cloudy. High pass it. If your release is too long, the stabs overlap and smear the groove. Shorten release first. If it's super wide, it might feel huge in stereo but weak in mono. Always do a quick mono check with utility. If there's no sidechain, the drums lose punch and the stab feels like it's sitting on top instead of inside the groove. And if you're hitting stabs constantly with no gaps, you're removing the feeling of movement. Bass is part of the rhythm. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 8, drums and sub, or just drums if you're keeping it simple. Bars 9 through 15. Build energy. Add hats, maybe a riser, and little stab hints. Bars 15 to 16. Your two-bar pickup with the cutoff rising, rhythm speeding up, and one reverb throw right at the end. Then bar 17 is your drop. Big hit on beat 1, sidechain working. Bars 17 through 24. Drop groove, but keep it disciplined. Use velocities and gaps, and don't go overboard on density. When you bounce it, ask yourself three questions. Can you feel the drop coming? Does the drop hit harder than the build-up? And can you hear the stab clearly without masking the snare? If you want, tell me your track key and whether your sub is long notes or a rolling 16th pattern, and I'll suggest two stab rhythms that won't clash, plus a macro setup that matches your style.